there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Now today I have not one, but two passengers on my flight. One is a singer-songwriter whose disco-infused All Killer, No Filler, critically acclaimed masterpiece, What's Your Pleasure, had us gagging to get to a dance floor during lockdown. When she's not making me slut drop and perform shoulder rolls, you can hear her on the utterly brilliant award-winning podcast Table Manners, of which I have been a guest and had the loveliest lemon curd cake. Please put your tray tables up for the amazing Jessie Ware and her mother, the lovable Lenny Ware.
This is the final boarding call for Jessie and Lenny Ware. That's Jessie and Lenny Ware. Please make your way to Alan Air. Thank you.
Now, Jessie, love, can I say thank you for getting me through this awful pandemic with your amazing album, What's Your Pleasure?
Oh, Alan.
For me, it was the sound of the summer, it was, which sounds a bit weird because it sounds like I'm saying it's the sound of a pandemic.
COVID.
It's the sound of COVID. No, it has got me through and a lot of people.
Thank you.
It's brilliant. It's All Killer, No Filler.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, isn't it?
I'm so proud.
You must be.
She said, thank God, some groove at last.
Yeah, I did. I can move about to this one instead of just standing there crying.
We're now inviting celebrities with small celebrities and any celebrities requiring special assistance to begin boarding at this time.
Okay, Jessie, Lenny, we're at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Duty free. Do you go there?
Of course.
Do we?
Yeah.
Of course.
We've already had about five fights. Yeah. Mum's got a sweat on.
Yeah.
And we've already, we get there about 3 hours early because we do love the duty free.
Yeah, love the duty free.
Really?
Do you?
I get a bit bored of it, but Paul, he hasn't had a good holiday unless the tannoy shouted his name out. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Boarding Mr. Carr and Mr. Drayton. He loves that.
Oh my God.
He loves that.
That stresses me
out
so
much. Is that EasyJet?
Huh? EasyJet, yeah. Yeah. Ryanair.
Call your name out for EasyJet?
I think they do. They shame you.
They don't
you.
Care on EasyJet.
Except if your luggage is already on the plane and then they go mad.
And you get that groan, don't you, when you've got to get off.
Yeah.
I used to love flying, and then when it all got a bit serious with the 100 mils,
yeah,
the pleasure got taken out.
I know. Why do they do that? I know terrorism, but why do they do that? And what do you take on the plane? Magazines, books?
A book.
I take the whole of Pret a Manger. and now Mum looks like Naomi Campbell when she goes on the plane. She's like in her full... what are they called? Hazmat.
Shield.
Yeah.
She's in it. What else? Oh, there she is, just spreading the
pandemic.
I've had it, darling.
Well, you're looking good through coronavirus. I think on your podcast you were saying that you needed your hair done and everything. And
oh, I had to. I ordered in my colour, my hairdresser, straight away. It was the first thing I did. Yeah. I got 6 months' supply.
Oh, that's good.
And I was doing it.
Forget Lou Rolls.
Before toilet rolls.
Before the toilet rolls, the colour of my hair. I wasn't going to be fat and grey. And I tell you, The day that I got my results that I'd had it, I had my colour on and I got the results and I was texting everyone. I was crying. And then my daughter rang me from America crying because I was alive and I wasn't going to die. And my hair was black as a raven by the end of it because I'd left it on too long.
Was it like Death in Venice?
Death in Venice. Yeah. The colour. That's the only thing about doing it at home. Drips down your face.
The cabin crew will be coming round in about 20 minutes' time to offer you a light snack and beverage, and the in-flight movie will begin shortly after that. I'll talk to you again before we reach our destination. Until then, sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
I've been on a plane, and they've had my comedy show in one of the choices.
You're kidding.
I know, so I pretended to go to... I never watched myself. I can't stand myself, but
I went... Did you have to put your dark glasses on?
Well, no, I was going up and down the aisle to see who was watching it. No one. No one was watching it. Rude.
Did you tap them on the shoulder and say, turn to channel 13?
Do you want to laugh? Red wine lips crying. Do you want to laugh? Because...
No, I never forget my mum watching Wedding Crashers. It was Meet the Fockers or Wedding Crashers, one of them.
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents.
When you put the dog on the loo.
No, don't. But she... This was mid-flight, but, you know, I think that the lights had gone down. It was like supposed to be like chill-out time.
Yeah. So funny.
And she's got a headphone. And she is cackling. And then going, but you're watching this, love. Shouting and laughing and kicking the front chair. And I thought, oh, my God, that should be the advert for the...
Because, you know, when they put the lights down, Lenny, that does mean, you know, it's a subtle hint to maybe just shut the fuck up.
You know? I know. Doesn't stop me.
Do you think they put something in there to make you sleep? You feel a bit hazy. Is it like nerve gas or something?
It's the bit, that bit before takeoff where you just kind of catch yourself nodding off. You have a bit of dribble. And it's perfect. Yeah. If you've got children, that is the best time to try and get them to sleep. And then they go, and what we've got on for specials is... And then they wake them up. But there is something in the air. It's something about the pressure, isn't it?
Yeah.
And but I love
it. I think they turn something up, like a thermostat or something, and something slowly pumped in.
We weren't stuck on a plane. And it had been after a horrendous trip to Tulum. Never go there.
Because I was there. I went there 1999, backpacker, $2 for a hut. It was the most amazing place ever. Oh. And I told my friend, I said, it's so relaxing. You go there. They went there last year.
Oh, no.
Apparently, it is all built up now.
Well, it's built up in the old spot, which is quite nice, watching Demi Moore have a pizza.
Yeah.
No, there's no Mexican, not much Mexican food in sight. And it's very expensive now. It's like the whole fashion industry.
You're joking. Film.
It's like, it's the place to go.
But it's still an ecosphere. So there's no electricity. So at night, it's always a bit gloomy, that kind of orangey gloom. Oh. And you can't plug your hairdryer in.
So she had to pay the baker to plug her rollers in.
Into his generator.
Oh, that sounds a bit rude.
I know. Someone actually...
Can you plug this in your generator? Or you'd never ask... No more rosé, Lenny.
Madam, no, you can't have another drink. You've already got red wine lips. Thank you.
We all got ill there.
Oh, my God. It was like Comedy of Errors holiday that just kind of... We had cockroaches in the first place. Then we were, like, trying to move... On Christmas Eve, we were like Mary and Joseph. Rat-a-tat-tat. No, there isn't any room.
It was awful.
And we were just trying... Like, my sister was down the road... And passing out
she
in bars.
Said she
was
in the
Mum was paying the baker for the generator and whatnot.
We all got what you get in Mexico.
Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, God.
Yes. I had that. I shat myself on an Inca. Inca monument. I did. But you can't. And then I was at the Hotel Capri in Acapulco. They refused to give me more toilet roll. Because I'd got through the lot. I said, please, please. And you know what was a big hit that year? The Venga boys are coming and everybody's there. And there was a party cruise outside. So all I remember is shitting myself, vomiting and hearing the Venga boys are coming and everybody's partying.
Were you married by then?
No. He would never have married me, clinging to the toilet in the Hotel Capri. But yeah, it just gets you, doesn't it, Tulu? We get that Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, you, and there's no controlling it.
Also, we'd had this like shocker of a holiday. Look, like first world problems, but it was a shocker. We were like,
but when you're on holiday, you want a holiday.
Yeah, and riddance. We were like, good riddance. And then there was the blizzard.
We got to New York and we tried to take off five times, but the snow was on the...
No way.
So then we ended up
giving you water because they didn't have enough.
And so we ended up sitting on the third attempt to take off. The man behind collapsed.
No, you shouldn't laugh. No,
it was awful. I thought he was dead.
They started screaming. So I threw a glass of water on this guy. And then Alex wake him up a bit.
Yeah,
to be
Alex
fair.
Tried to have a go because he's. Yeah, he was a medical student. Yeah. I pushed him forward. I said, my son's a doctor.
The tannoy went, excuse me, hello, is anybody a doctor on board? My mum went, my son!
He's here! I'm so proud. He saves lives. Well, almost. He's a medical student. Yeah. I'm so proud. Anyway.
However, I was the person that threw the water and got the guy back. But no worries.
But we all got shuffled out then. And at the end, when Alex got off the plane... They said to him, have you got any medical experience? He said, Mum, they thought I was just having a go, some weirdo, that I wasn't anything to do with medical.
We had to beg the BA lounge. I mean, this is sounding so fucking...
You almost begged. Bronze.
I was like, I'm bronze. That place. Like,
please, I'm almost silver.
I'm supposed to be silver and gold.
How do you ever get to silver? I've been stuck at bronze. I think I'm actually going to go back to tin, the way it's going. I mean, this... How do you get to silver? You have to live in the air.
You have to be on tour and very popular across the world. I was only on it on my first record. Honestly, I've never been there ever again.
Oh,
it's hard. And it's that thing, you cling on and you're like, should we just go on a quick break to Ireland just to get a few more points? Like, yeah, it's very frustrating when you lose it.
I know, and it's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on that list that the... air stewards write about when they slag off the celebrities?
No. Oh, my God. I don't know.
There's a website. They all go on there and slag you off. Put your name in, love.
I'm always really nice to air stewardesses.
I was nice. Nice and not what you seem.
Did you
nice, but not what you seem. What's that?
Hold on.
Maybe I was very butch. I was like, hey, bitch, give me some pretzels.
Don't we see Zoo Camp on telly?
You were on the burn book of the...
Everyone is. They put every celebrity on there and they all have a little like a forum and they talk about, oh, well, she was nice. And then there's one, oh, Mariah Carey was dribbling and all that.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, they are the bitchiest things ever. That's why I'm always polite to them. We're like, hello, how are you? Please don't slag me off on that forum, please.
But I think some crazy shit can go on in the altitude.
Yeah.
Like, people behave differently, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm...
Well, it's the alcohol a lot of the time.
Oh, my God, yeah, it does.
I just love being on planes.
Please drink irresponsibly. You're flying Alan Air.
When I've ever travelled club class, and it's not a lot, but I have, I could just stay there forever, just floating around with warm nuts.
Oh,
you know how they warm your nuts? Well, maybe they don't do that.
Oh, I've had warm nuts. They don't give you warm nuts now because people are allergic. It's pretzels, isn't it?
I don't mind the little sour cream pretzels, though.
I do, Jessie.
No, I don't like those pretzels.
We love the food as well. I love aeroplane food.
Yes.
I love it, love it.
It's got better, hasn't it?
Well, I don't care what it is, even if it's shit on Tui. I love it. Bangers and mash. That little thing, and it's exciting. And
sometimes when you're on like an easy jet and you're gagging for your gin and tonic, and there's always someone in the front row who wants one of those paninis, and they've got to go and open it. They've got to bloody stick it in the toaster. I'm like, I'm gagging here. It's like being in rehab. Where's my gin and tonic? It's 8 a.m. I want a gin and tonic. That's what I've paid my money for.
Have you travelled during the pandemic?
No, I daren't. I'm terrified.
Oh, no, we were. It was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was actually very clean. I have to say
that Jet2 were great. They clean the loos all the time. Everyone wore masks.
Yeah.
Some wore them under their chins.
I don't know why they do that.
Don't know.
No.
But everyone, it
was good.
Was it
like extra big ones?
No.
Because there's ones like a beak, isn't there? You look like Big Bird from Sesame Street.
But some people just have their nose exposed and they wear it under their chins. I don't really know why.
Well, this is the time to travel because it will be so clean than you've ever...
Very clean.
Well, as you can see, there's a bit of pita here, olive and tara masala. Please, please.
God, I love tara.
Because obviously your podcast Table Manners, which I've been on and had the best and the best lemon curd. Would you say it's a pie or a tart?
It was a roulade.
Roulade, excuse me. And I thought, and I know for a fact you love Greece, so I thought I'm going to do you a little platter. And we've got dessert. This is from that Greek, the Greek place around the corner. I got baklava, I picked one. He went, no, that's Lebanese baklava. You should have Greek.
How do you know the difference?
I don't know. So I don't want any money for it. Put your money away. Okay. This is yours. But why Greece? Why do you like Greece?
I've got a house there.
You got a house there?
Wow. A little tiny house on an island called Skopelos. And Jessie got married on Skopelos.
Oh, how lovely.
Got engaged on
really
Skopelos.
Good. It's Mamma Mia Island.
It's where they made Mamma Mia. It is absolutely gorgeous. It's green and blue. And everyone who goes there, who loves it, goes year in, year out. Yeah. So all our friends this year, Will and Chris, they were there. I mean, they've been going 26 years, 27 years.
Do you have a place that you go every year?
I used to go to Mykonos.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the law, because I'm gay. And can I just say, they got a bit greedy there. They pushed the price of Whispering Angel up. And I know most people go on holiday and they put the pound to the euro. I do the euro to Whispering Angel prices. And it's gone too far. It's like £60 now.
That's
and I'm
ridiculous.
Like, that's ridiculous. So I've said no.
It's only £18 in Waitrose.
I know, love. But they take the piss. So listen, so I want to go to Hydra. Have you heard about Hydra? I watched
Leonard Cohen.
Did you watch the documentary?
No, but I know.
Have you listened to the documentary? Did you listen to the documentary?
I listened to like a radio, was it a radio 4?
So Long, Marianne.
Yes.
It was the best documentary.
Watch the one on the telly. Everyone there went bananas, went cuckoo or bisexual. It's like the weirdest place ever. Yeah. It has such an energy. I want to go.
Oh, I'll go with you.
Let's go.
Let's go bisexual.
Yeah, bananas.
Maybe we'll hook up. Who knows?
Oh, no, you never know in Hydra. What happens in Hydra stays in Hydra. So, and I love the food in Greece as well. And of course, you have a Greek salad in Greece. You're like, I'm going to make this at home. And then it's just never the
same. Because the tomatoes, Alan.
Yeah.
It's the tomatoes.
And the sweet red onion and the pepper. And
the pepper's not bitter. It's just sweet.
Yeah.
And and you're in Greece and you're drinking cheap pink wine, not like this gorgeous wine.
No, thank you.
But you're drinking cheap pink wine and it's all so delicious and sunny.
Where did you discover Whispering Angel?
Where did I discover
it? My favourite.
I drink it like pop, honestly.
Do you?
I just drink it's like...
I love it. Yeah. But this is gorgeous too.
This is Miraval, which I think... Is that the Angelina Jolie one?
She's got one.
Yeah, down in France. I was down in the south of France. She's got a vineyard with Brad Pitt, where they were together. Robert De Niro's
did
got
she
one.
Did she keep the vineyard, the bitch?
Well, I think she did the bitch. No more Miraval for you. Talking about Europe.
Yeah.
Now, your fantastic album, Glasshouse, the front cover.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's a gorgeous house in Mallorca.
Yeah.
That
John
you could
Corson.
Rent out.
Yes. So, it's an incredible architect guru, John Porson, who invented minimalism.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite of minimalist, but when you're being a pop star and you're pretending to be something, it's quite fabulous to go to the... It was incredible.
But you have fond memories of Mallorca.
Yeah, I do. We actually did two videos within the space of kind of, I'd say 36 hours. We did like a night shoot the next day after finishing the Selfish Love one for the video for Midnight. It was done in Palma in the centre, and we did it at night, and it was supposed to be this me kind of running away from trying to not be caught by the Selfish Love police, whatever. So I'm walking around and, you know, I'm doing all this kind of sex
God,
moving
you sound
against
like
the
Harry
wall.
Maguire. Trying to escape, darling.
Did he escape? I don't think
no,
so.
No, running away from
but
the
anyway,
police.
But anyway, we were shooting in like residential, beautiful Palma. So every time I had the music on so quietly, and it's quite a belty song, but like, maybe I love you. Like this, because women were opening the shutters being like, shut up! And I'm like, sorry.
They weren't.
So, yes. Well, yeah, because it was like, you know, 3 a.m. and I'm walking around with a big boombox trying to be a pop star. But anyway, I do like Mallorca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's been your biggest letdown on holiday? What's been the place you've been so looking forward to go and then Maldives. You've just been a bit Maldives, really?
Well, it started
fucking
off...
waste of money.
It started off badly.
Why?
Because we got... Dubai is a hub and you have to go via Dubai to get to the Maldives. Yeah. And we ended up getting stuck there for a day. And then we ended up not being able to connect with our water plane, which is the whole thing in Mali when we got there. We've been up... It was a horrible...
We only had a week there, so we lost... 2 days.
Oh, no. That's a long way to go just
but
for 5 days.
What they didn't tell us
I had a 3-month-old baby that I was like, I need to make her well-travelled. She's coming. Oh, she wasn't not going to come. But like...
Jesse, they did that weird thing that they changed the time by an hour. And we didn't know that they changed. In the resort, they changed the time by an hour.
Without telling you.
Without telling us. They put it back.
To fuck with you, like Big Brother, Love Island.
So we all went to bed early on New Year's Eve because we arrived on New Year's Eve. And actually, we missed New Year because we thought we'd... because it was actually going ahead. It was all very peculiar. Also, the thing about the Maldives is, I mean... We got
no,
there.
No, I think we weren't in like a top... I think you have to be in like a top resort, otherwise...
We hadn't... Yeah, it's the resort we're in is the one that Rio does all his football
training.
Yeah,
he had the right band, though, Mum. Right. We were getting like the bloody moonshine.
Yeah, because you
alcohol.
Had a baby.
There was no whispering angel.
You know when
no,
you say, no. I can't drink that?
Yeah.
But have you got Gordon's? And they say no, and it's called something like Gigi or something like that.
Yeah.
But the other thing about the Maldives... You see, you know those lovely houses that are on kind of stilts?
Oh, they must cost a fortune.
Yeah,
no.
we didn't get in them.
No, we could have done, but there was no point because you can't move anywhere because you'd fall into the sea and we had the baby with us. So we ended up on the beach.
No, I paid for the holiday. It was a treat to you. I couldn't afford the
darling,
stilts.
We ended up, they offered it us in the end, but
we
ended up on
so
the
much.
Beach. We complained all the time.
God, Mum, we're going to come across so bad.
Yeah, and I do things like, I'm sorry, but this isn't the sort of place I'm used to. Yeah. I'm very, very sorry, but it isn't the sort of place I'm used to.
It's my fault because I paid for it and obviously didn't go to the higher
no,
tier.
No, it was fine, darling. But if you're behind the houses on stilts, it's like sitting behind the pier. Because they're all along the stilts and they block your
like
view.
They're having a nice time,
yeah,
aren't they?
I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that.
It's like when you get the garden room.
Yes.
Instead of the sea view. You obviously want the sea view. You don't want the garden view.
And then you go, overlooking the garden and the car park. You're like, I better get the garden. Bip, bip. Do, do, do. Lorry reversing. Why didn't I pay the extra pound?
Exactly.
I think the Maldives is gorgeous if you're a big snorkeler. And none of us were big snorkelers.
What are you...
No, you know as well, but you know as well in the Maldives, there's an island where they stick all the rubbish on. Did you know that?
No.
And my friend booked to go to Maldives and
didn't
have much
on the rubbish
money,
island.
But she overlooked the island
the
of all
island.
The rubbish.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
I know you want to see seagulls, but not when they're like picking out a packet of Quavers. Do you know what I mean?
Geez.
Or a Diet Coke tin.
Have you been to Maldives?
No.
Don't bother.
So what's your earliest holiday memories?
Something to do with spaghetti bolognese, probably, or shitting in a pool. Menorca, shitting in a pool.
Jessie, do you really want to tell this story?
Ah, we're there. It's Alan.
Jessie, you were 7. No, you
no, weren't. No, I wasn't.
You were 18.
No, you must have been 4, because Alex was 8 months, so you must have been 3 and
did
a half.
Did you just scoop it out, I suppose?
No,
her father...
Oh no!
A high fibre pool, a poo.
High fibre pool.
A high fibre poo. Her father had to put a frog mask on and a snorkel and dive for the poo with a net.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I do
guess
remember
what? This year, we had a poo back in the pool.
Don't say that. I didn't tell my friends that he shat in the pool the week before they came. Yeah, my son loves to shit in water. That's a thing, apparently.
No.
He inherited from me.
Yeah, must have done.
Where were these holidays then that she shat in the pool?
That was Menorca.
Menorca.
That was a nice place.
It was nice. I really remember the watermelon ice lollies and also the lemon sorbets, you know, that came in the lemon.
In the oranges.
Lemon.
Yeah. That was special in Menorca. And they also used to do bots of chocolates or ice cream chocolates. Do you remember?
I don't, but
they were little chocolates. They were like little magnums, but they were tiny baby ones.
What's your earliest memory?
Well, I can remember going to places like Blackpool always
yeah.
with my mum and dad. That was like we used to go to St Anne's, which was a bit posher than Blackpool.
Yes, yeah, live in St Anne's, yeah.
So it was a bit it was special. But I can remember the first time I went abroad. I think I was 9 or 10, and my father had a Cortina. And we piled up and everyone drove to Spain. No one went on a plane. I don't know why people didn't travel on planes.
Because it was expensive.
It was expensive. So we travelled with a roof rack. Yeah. Everyone had a roof rack with all your luggage on the top. And the car broke down and overheated. And it took, you know, it took 3.5 days to get there, 4 days. And it was just exhausting, but it was so exciting. Because you really felt like you'd travelled.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can beat Blackpool, do you, Jill?
Oh, I love it so much.
I love Blackpool. I've turned on the lights at Blackpool. I know. It was amazing. I turned on. It was a big deal for me.
It's huge.
And my dad was manager of Blackpool Football.
So we'd
spent some time up there. And, you know, all the illumination and Funny Girls and all that.
Yeah, we've been to Funny Girls.
I went there with Lionel Blair. Oh. What people don't realise about Lionel Blair is he's filmed up in Blackpool with the Beatles. So he has told me everything about... He's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And then we finish the show and we have a glass of wine at the end of the pier. This man, this is a genuine story, man runs in, help, help, there's a man trying to kill himself. Can you help? To me and Lionel.
You're joking.
So we run to the end of the pier. There is a man hanging off the end of the pier.
He's joking.
I want to die. I want to die. I said, Lionel goes, but I'm Lionel Blair. He says over the top.
As if that would stop him.
I would have jumped. No. And he said, but I'm Lionel Blair. And then I said, but now I'm Alan Carr. Like it was the beginning of a Saturday night show. And while the man looked up, was like, have I died and gone to hell? We both grabbed him and pulled him off, which sounds worse than it was.
So we pulled him off.
He was glad, but then the police arrived and he'd done it before. But this poor man was in shock. I mean, his clothes were neatly piled up and all that, and he just wanted to die. But I mean, it was just, I'm Lionel Blair and I'm Alan Carr, and you're watching Saturday Night Pier, or, I don't know, or something. So yeah, when I lived in Manchester, we always went to Blackpool and we had the best time.
Thing is, Blackpool doesn't take itself seriously. It knows exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's just bawdy fun.
In first class, you will have an all-you-can-eat buffet, Wagyu beef, caviar washed down with copious amounts of Cristal. Thank you for flying Alan Air. For those of you in economy, you will be jet-washed Ribena. So please do not put your hand up. Just open your mouth and let the spray go in.
You've had your main, which is a lovely pita and tarama salata.
Yeah, I loved it.
Baklava.
Yeah.
Baklava.
Is that how you say it?
Baklava.
Baklava?
Well, I don't know. You're not fucking great. I think it's
baklava. I know it's baklava, darling.
But you were speaking to John Legend on your podcast. And you said, oh, I made an Iranian stew. How do you... Did you make it?
Did you talk to John Legend about your Iranian stew?
Or was it someone else?
God, what are those? Well,
I said, oh, can I have some of them? Kourabidias. And they went, oh, this is what we have in Greece on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Do you think they have them on Easter? They're Easter as well.
Don't you think the green people are so friendly, though? And they're so family orientated. They're nice, aren't they?
A matter of fact.
What do you mean by that?
I just like there's no bullshit. It's like... They tell you straight.
I like that they kiss. The men kiss each other.
And they're philosophical.
Look, that is normal.
Well, how's your current...
I'm not fingering Christmas as I'm eating this.
What are you
fingering?
This
is gorgeous. Isn't it? It's like pistachio.
Hold on. I don't want to get crumbs. How's your kourabidias?
It's kourabidias, yeah.
Sorry, Lenny. Lenny, mo.
Yeah.
Who has the house in Scopilo?
Like being on the set of Mamma Mia, were you?
Yeah, I can't even tell the plumber where to put a plug.
Enough about your generator. Holiday romances. Come on. Have you had a holiday romance?
Mum was really.
Millions.
This is still
happening. That was just last year.
Do you fall in love easily on holidays? You let yourself go?
Not now, but I did then. I remember...
Kitzbühel. Give it to me.
Oh, I used to go skiing in Kitzbühel. and always go tea dancing.
What? That doesn't sound sexy.
And I went out with this gorgeous... I don't know why I didn't stick with
him. Why did you go tea dancing?
Because that's when you did... That's what they did.
Are you a debutante?
You came down from the slopes with your ski stuff on and you went to a tea dance.
Like an après-ski?
Mm. Yeah, it was like après-ski dancing.
Mm. Had met Thomas Schmidt,
fell off a drain pipe trying to get in my hotel room and injured his back.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Thomas Schmidt now?
And Christ knows. But Heinz was someone I should have stuck with, but I wasn't...
The Beans Empire.
I didn't know at the time, but maybe... But then I met a French boy, and I met a French boy when I was studying in the south of France. I went to Nice University to do a cours d'été, which turned out to be a cours des garçons. Mm. And I met this gorgeous boy, and he turned up.
Pretending to know what she's on about. Mm.
It means boy.
He turned up
looking for a boy. What's it mean?
At my mum's house, looking for me.
Go on, say that again. Sorry.
He turned up. This boy turned up because he was writing to me. We didn't have text then in those days.
Thanks for explaining.
So
that.
I used to write to him.
What?
For all you millennials.
At my mum's house, looking for me. My mum had him there for a week.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Yes, she did. She said I made him chopped and fried fish. She said I had him washing up. He loved it. She said.
Were you not even there?
No.
Where were you?
I was on holiday.
She's off with Mr. Hines.
Did she not think to call you?
I couldn't do much. I was in bloody Italy.
Shagging Giorgio.
Another one.
Right, okay.
So you've always been like a beauty. You've always been attractive.
Oh, Shoshana.
Please. Maybe it's the baklava talking, but you are very beautiful. And what about you, Jessie?
Well,
what about you?
No,
I was always...
Did she
always
ever, when she was a teenager, fall in love with a Greek waiter?
No, I was always watching my sister have people fawn over my sister. So
no
my
way.
Sister is a very beautiful girl. Mm. And I was the kind of fixer. So I was a bit younger, a bit more bubbly, a bit chubbier. But
defender.
I was the fixer and I would make the friends. And then Hannah would silently swoop in with her beautiful kind of... I mean, she was fantastic. She used to wear... I mean, she used to look... She had this like chevignon bikini that just was mind-blowing. Anyway, so she'd say nothing but look fantastic. And I'd done all the fucking hard work. Basically, I was like now that I think about it, I was kind of my sister's pimp.
But Jessie, you used to come up. I remember on Greek night, Jessie would rush up, aged 11, and say, "You've got to do something, Mum. Hannah's pissing by the garages. She's going to be raped."
God.
Jessie, do tell them about your experiences in Greece. So we always stayed at this lovely hotel called Alkestis. Which
is this on Skiathos?
On Skopelos.
You fly to Skiathos and then you get
so
back.
So we always stayed at this hotel. And the big feature of this hotel, it had a bar and you could sit in the pool and sit at the bar.
Oh, nice.
Which they thought was great. But also, because Greeks are so beautifully trusting, they never locked all the drink up at night. So after they'd been out...
I didn't do it. Jessica,
you fell down the steps.
That was in Kunos in the nightclub in the town, Mum. That was after White Russians and Heineken's. Bad mix, guys. Fuck it out. Terrible. Yeah, I vomited in the urn of the palm tree. Yeah, it was terrible. But yeah, I learned what a hangover felt like in Greece at 13.
But the thing is, us Brits, you know, and it happens to me as well. Like, you know, us on my tour, I say, get me a nice hotel because I'm torn away from Paul, from my dogs, from my loved ones. And there's an honesty bar there and I just can't trust myself. And I'm there at 4 in the morning. I've got red wine lips. I'm like, and in the reception, I've had is a lemonade. And they're showing me CCTV footage of me doing the conga by myself at 4:30 a.m. There's no wine there. It's all been drunk. All I had was a packet of crisps.
An honesty bar.
Yeah. You know, why do they trust us? And it's bad because we do get a bad rep. And I just feel we're pissing Greece off at the minute. Well, they pissed me off with the Whispering Angel being 60 quid.
But we did then take COVID onto the shores. It only had kind of 10 deaths and we arrived and they all went up.
No wonder Europe hates us, isn't it? You can see why, can't you?
Where are you really missing to go to?
Where would you have gone if you could have gone this year?
I love Italy.
Where'd you go?
Gorgeous people, gorgeous food. Yeah. I've been all over Italy. Florence, I loved. Florence, I loved. Rome, but Puglia. Everyone says about Puglia. I've never been, and I want to go there. Everyone goes there. Have you been there?
I don't know where. No, yeah, I've been there.
It's at the bottom of Italy on the hill.
Is it the hill. I want to go to amazing Sicily. Food. Oh, I've been to Sicily. Gorgeous. Yeah,
gorgeous.
My friend, Jack Pignotti, adopted a dog from Sicily.
Oh, how
Bobby.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know.
Taormina is lovely. You know, that's what. Why don't you perform there in that amphitheatre?
Oh, my God. Do you want to be my creative director, Alan?
The amphitheatre, the Roman amphitheatre, overlooking the bay. It is stunning.
You have such big. But Alan, for me. I love it. I'm in an amphitheatre. Are you entertained?
No, but you know what? I mean,
you should be in an amphitheatre. I've been to Taormina. Yeah. The beach is a little small.
They're rubbish. The beach
tiny,
is a rubbish.
It's like a postage stamp. And then you have to walk up the hill to get to the top.
It's not like you're going on a fucking hike, Mum. You go to the first bloody deck chair. As soon as you get on there, it's not like you're going, oh, I must get away from the people. You like to be in it, making friends, as I do. Mm.
Gorgeous food there. And then you go down to Noto, N-O-T-O, down Noto. There. And then, that's... Do you know what? I love Caravaggio, you know, the artist.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you go to an art gallery, you can be a bit overwhelmed by it all. And there was this church... Yes, this church with a Caravaggio in, and you paid €5 to go in. It was just there behind a curtain, beautifully lit, one painting. And you just have the best experience ever because you go in there
amazing.
And it's there as they probably should have been shown. So it was mind-blowing, just in this tiny church off the square. Yeah, really, goose pimples,
You'd
just stunning.
You'd love Pietra Santa, where my friend goes, because that's where... Michelangelo carved David.
Oh, really?
And it's a little medieval town. And then you go down to the beach, Marina di Pietra Santa, and that's a lovely beach.
Luca's really nice.
Luca's gorgeous.
And Mum went, well,
that's where Tom Cruise got married the first time, wasn't it? In the walled city.
You go around on your bike.
Yes. I've never been there, but apparently it's stunning. That's where he got married.
What about Venice? Have you been to Venice?
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
I love Venice. And they're having the time of their life now because of COVID, because those big old cruise ships aren't turning up.
Yeah.
They've got it all to themselves, the Venetians.
Thank God.
They're loving
Otherwise, it.
It
would have sunk by next year.
Yeah.
Those cruise ships,
Have you been there when those cruise ships arrived?
They're horrendous.
They ruin it all.
They ruin it, and there's too many people.
I've got an issue with cruise ships.
Really?
Would you do a cruise?
No, it's my idea of hell.
Me too.
Me too.
However, there's a Disney one that my publicist in America has taken her kids on. They're huge Disney fans, and for a kid, and there's a Disney cruise that sounds
quite amazing for kids.
That sounds quite fun.
Right?
What do you do? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
Cruise?
You go down a water chute with Mickey. I don't know, but you do something. I mean, it's not got Thunder Mountain on it, or Space Mountain, whatever it is. But apparently, it's really nice.
Because people say, oh, you're going to go on a gay cruise. Oh, that'd be worse, a gay cruise.
To the Baltic.
Why the Baltic?
Because I've heard of a gay cruise to the Baltic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the crew, I ask that you please direct your attention to the monitors above as we review the emergency procedures.
Biggest hidden UK gem. Now, do you like Abasok?
Oh,
we used to know, but we can't say that now because it's really bougie,
like
Mum.
It.
You haven't been in 20 years.
We can talk about Abasok because it'd be nice to have something
a bit
UK.
Do you know Abasok?
No, I don't. And I've never
heard. My niece would say Abasok.
Abasok. Oh,
it's Abasok.
Abasok.
You
had the best.
We did
fun.
Have a good time. Again, I was.
When did you go?
Well, my mum used to have a chalet. I swear it's just a caravan without wheels.
But it's a bit bigger than that.
It was a plastic home.
It was three bedrooms.
It was really fun. And it was from the 70s. You had this plot and the beach that you walked to. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But it became really it was called The Warren. And it became really bougie, so we were all in these
there were a lot of jet skis,
these kind of plastic homes that were not chic.
No,
but everyone's got speedboats coming in, massive Range Rovers. It's getting more zhuzhy.
Do you know it?
Mum's family had had it since the 70s, right? And we didn't change ours, but loads of people would upgrade theirs. Ours looked like a piece of shit compared to everybody else's.
That was the second one. That was the upgraded one.
Oh wow. I remember there was a Duran Duran poster from Emma Loving it. Duran Duran so much. I mean, it was... It was gorgeous. It was charming. And I did really love it. And it was kind of, we were very free in the summer where we'd cycle everywhere.
Bikes. They could go anywhere they
liked. But it's a really funny old place. Like, you'd go to the tuck shop and you'd get the salt and shake bags and hooch.
Oh, I remember
that. Yeah, you do hooch in the pint. Yeah, lots of hooch. But yeah, it was really, it was amazing. But it was a schlep and I'd get bloody glass.
It's a long way to go to, isn't it? I mean, I've done that drive. I've performed in... Banger, is that near?
Yeah, that's nearby.
And it's that is
5.5 hours
it's
on
a
the
long
train
old
or
drive.
Driving, yeah.
But worth it when you get there. Yeah,
my friends have just moved to Abergavenny.
All right.
Which has, I love it. As soon as they've got a food festival, I'm like, I'm there. So Abergavenny apparently has a really good food festival and my friends are very trendy and I feel like I need to go to Abergavenny. But I go to Bridport a lot in Dorset. Have you ever
been
there?
Oh, and that name, Brit Crab. It's crab.
Brixham.
Oh,
Bridport's famous for hats. They have a hat festival.
Bridport's a really great spot. If people are in the UK, it's get. I mean, lots of people know, but it's it's in Dorset.
Coast.
It's kind of between Lyme Regis and somewhere else. And it's where it's where they filmed Broadchurch.
Yes, the I was going to say Coast. That, and they met with Olivia Colman,
And I go there because my in-laws live there, and so we go there, and there's some really amazing places to.
The pubs
go.
Are nice there, aren't they? Because I was born in Dorset in Weymouth,
So
we'd often walk to Lowell Cove, you know, Smuggler's Bay, all that. Oh, so beautiful! The summers down there would just seem so special. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's so gorgeous.
Where do you go in the UK then?
I think Northumberland, if it had the weather, some of the beaches up there. Because my nanny Tot and granddad up there, Annick and all that. Freezing, I know.
That North Sea.
Honestly, you could cut glass with these nipples. Honestly, if you wanted it, engrave a tankard.
I know.
It's just so, and then, you know, look at, I remember my granddad, you know, looking
for... Is that
for,
Lindisfarne?
That's a bit higher up. But the beaches, oh, they'd be jam-packed if they were a bit sad, but they're gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I mean, the thing about Scotland, the midges. It's either pissing down with rain or the sun comes out and all the midges are there and you're getting bitten all the time.
I want to go on a whiskey trip to Scotland, though. I want to get really cozy. Ooh. The Isle of Jura. That's right. I'm probably saying it wrong, but just, like...
Isle of Jura.
I really want that.
There,
oh, I'll tell you where I've been that probably lots of people know about. Dingle.
I've never heard of Dingle.
In Ireland. They have a music festival.
Oh, my God. They do this festival called Other Voices. Amy Winehouse did a phenomenal... you can find it on YouTube, but she did like an amazing acoustic show there in the church. They have loads of people performing and they televised some. And I got invited to do it. And I was like, why am I going to this place called fucking Dingle like 3 days before Christmas? Anyway, went. The most charming place. It's got the most amount of pubs altogether, the coziest, sweetest pubs, and the music everywhere. And it's the best atmosphere. What was that film that Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise was in? Not Days of Thunder.
Far and Away.
Yes, they filmed it there.
But you know what that festival sounds like? Kilkenny. There's a comedy festival. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Critics, no one gives a shit. You perform in pubs, everything. They are the loveliest people. And it's just... pure.
Good.
It's not about
crack.
The comedy. It's not about the... It's not how many stars did you get? Who slagged job? It doesn't matter.
Oh,
it's just beautiful.
Just fun.
I felt so lucky when I went to Dingle and I was like, this is a gem. And it was... They've got this dolphin in the water called Fungi that's like a famous dolphin that's always there. And I just kind of... There was something so wonderful and I've wanted to go back there for so long.
Do you collect mementos, tea towels, fridge magnets?
I love to get something from wherever I am. I do like a fridge magnet. What else do I like? I like bringing some kind of food back. So when we go to Skopelos, it's always their honey. I'm always that like weird one that's in the airport, that's in the like kind of that food section that people are like...
It's all a bit odd, isn't it? I don't like the meat.
No, I don't
do the meat. I don't think I'd take the meat home with me.
But yeah, I do love a little memento. Why? Do you do a memento?
Fridge magnets. Fridge magnets.
So does Clara Amfo.
Yeah, Clara Amfo loves a fridge magnet. Get her on.
Because you forget, really, you've been away, and then you see the fridge magnet on the fridge, you go, oh, yes, I went to
I think your brother is the best at bringing stuff back from holiday.
He is really good.
Because he brings every single outfit for the children.
So, like, when he was in Vietnam, my daughter got this incredible silk, like, two-piece that was just phenomenal.
My grandson got this amazing shorts and a kind of banana shirt.
Anyway,
it's just bananas.
Yeah,
on
he's
it.
Very good. He's very good. But yeah, I do like a memento.
Well, I can see that we're approaching our destination now, so I've just got time for a quick fire round. Okay. Yes, okay. This is insane. Okay, chicken or beef?
Beef.
Chicken.
Desert or ocean? See, I can be deep. I can be deep.
Definitely ocean.
Ocean.
Really?
Has anyone said desert?
No one. No.
That'd be really weird if they did.
Sunset or sunrise?
Sunset.
Because you can have a drink.
Nudist or not on your nelly?
Not on your nelly.
I mean, I really wish I could do the whole nudist thing, but I just don't want to see a load of burnt willies.
Oh, it's always the worst people. Take the clothes off.
We used to hire a boat on one day, which is a terrible idea because we both get seasick, but it was like a little kind of paddleboard one, wasn't it?
And Mum used to holler
at all the nudists that were really minding their own business, to be fair.
They Put it away!
And she goes, throw it away! She'd be like this horrendous...
Willy watching.
Oh, I like that.
That's a nice little
You're not hurting anyone, are you, Lenny?
No.
We can all do a bit of willy watching. Mile High member or non-member?
Non-member.
I don't even know how you do it.
Yeah.
How do you fit in?
I know.
I feel like you have
your generator. You're not talking about your generator again, are you, love?
I don't have the physique for the Mile High Club.
I also would feel like it's very inconsiderate to take the toilet up for that long.
Also, on that, but the lavatories always smell so horrible on.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. Everyone's piss on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh. Because then you hear about them that the woman just sits on the man, don't you? And then is that a thing?
That's got to be business card.
I hate people rocking your seat when they're like putting the magazine in the thing, let alone someone orgasming.
Oof.
Oh, don't. Street food or foreign muck?
What's foreign muck mean?
No way.
Street food.
But you try food when you go.
I'll try anything.
I remember when we went to Malaysia together.
That was the best.
In Penang, it was the most incredible. Street food was amazing.
Thank you so much, Jessie and Lenny. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Have you enjoyed your flight? Have you?
I've just put
for including me, because she usually leaves me. She gets all the freebie dinners.
I wanted you. When Jessie turned up 30 minutes out, I was like, who are you?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You've
got the wrong door.
You're so sweet.
Jessie?
Thank you. I felt that instant connection always with you, Alan.
Thanks for listening to Life's a Beach. If you loved it, please subscribe. If you hated it, piss off.